From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Four Chatham firefighters were honored June 15th for their bravery in rescuing several people from a burning apartment complex for seniors and people with disabilities in May 2018. Chief Paul Rydown, Assistant Chief Eric Barnes, Alec Horst, and Greg Horst were honored by the American Legion Department of New York District 3 as the District 3 Firefighting Unit of the Year and awarded certificates of distinction. The ceremony was held at the Joseph E. Zaloga Post No. 1520 in Albany. Chatham Fire Department was dispatched to the blaze, which broke out in a first-floor apartment of the Chatham Manor Apartments at 18 School Street the morning of May 13, 2018. The award presenter said, and I quote, "The residents of the village of Chatham are very lucky to have such dedicated and well-trained group of volunteers that risk their lives all while leaving their own families at home," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Dan Friedman is reporting for the Times Union. Freshman U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado's concerns about financially burdensome student loans appears to be based on personal experience. The Rhinebeck Democrat's first congressional mandated financial disclosure form shows he has a student debt ranging between $50,000 and $1 and $100,000. The disclosure was released June 14th along with those of his 434 House colleagues. The form requires lawmakers to state their assets, liabilities, and income in dollar ranges to precise numbers. The debt was listed as having been incurred in 2002, the year Delgado entered Harvard. Apart from the debt, the disclosure shows Delgado and his wife, Lacey Schwartz Delgado, have assets between $263,000 and $745,000 against liabilities ranging between $100,000 and $2 and $600,000. U.S. Representative Paul Tonko submitted a one-page form showing a pension from the New York State Employees Retirement System amounting to $65,901. The Amsterdam Democrat has served almost 25 years in the State Assembly and turned 70 next week. His only listed asset was an account with CEFQ that ranges between $1,001 and $15,000. Read the full story in the Times Union. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the Ulster County Democratic Committee will meet later this month to endorse a candidate to run for county comptroller in the November general election. The committee will hear from candidates March Gallagher and Lisa Cotton June 27th at Kingston City Hall. The county Republicans have no candidate for the post, but GOP Chairman Roger Rasko said that could change. He said the committee could even choose to support a Democrat. They would consider cross-endorsing if they felt that person was the best for the position, Rasko said. Former County Comptroller Elliot Auerbach, a Democrat, endorsed Gallagher as his replacement. The winner in November will serve the remaining 2 years of Auerbach's term. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Steve Hughes is reporting for the Times Union. The state of New York may revamp how it punishes drivers for failing to pay traffic tickets. Statewide, the most common cause of driver's license suspensions is failing to pay for a traffic ticket. In 2016, more than 65% of suspended licenses in New York were the result of drivers failing to pay a traffic ticket or failing to appear in court to answer a traffic ticket, according to a review by the Driven by Justice Coalition. Joanna Weiss, co-director of the Fines and Fees Justice Center, said most of those suspensions fell on drivers who are minorities or poor, and the suspension can become an entryway into the criminal justice system. Weiss also pointed out that suspending driver's licenses for failure to pay or failure to appear for a traffic ticket is also a drain on law enforcement. The bill currently under consideration would not end license suspension for drivers who rack up too many points on their license or committed crimes such as vehicular homicide. Drivers would still be required to pay their debts, and state could take measures to punish those that continue to fail to pay, including entering civil judgments or freezing accounts. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.